The building of the $2.5 billion Encore Boston Harbor Casino saw more women work on the job site than any other construction project in Massachusetts history. Of the roughly 7,000 workers on the project, 452 were tradeswomen. Next week, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission is hosting a forum and issuing a report on diversity at construction job sites. The event's being held at Smith College in Northampton on Tuesday, October 8th. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jill Griffin, the Gaming Commission's Director of Workforce Diversity and Supplier Development.
We want Central and Western Mass residents to have opportunities to get into the trade. And we hope that this inspires people to commit to building with a diverse workforce and giving diverse business owners an opportunity as well. The gaming law really looked at making sure that everyone had the opportunity to benefit from the casino. And so at every stage of the development, from design to construction to operations, there was a focus on diversity. And we wanted to make sure that some of the learnings and best practices that our casino licensees demonstrated, that we could pass those on to others who wanted to do the same.
And at the construction of the three casinos in Massachusetts, there was a requirement that that a certain percentage of the construction work be done by people of color and women. And in all those cases, in the case of Encore and MGM and Plainfield, they all met or exceeded their goals, correct?
In almost every case, the licensees exceeded their diversity goals for both workforce and supplier diversity. And in the case of MGM, many people have commented when they walked on the site, it was refreshing to see so many women and people of color. It was truly a very diverse site.
What was done to accomplish this? I assume that's some of what's going to be shared at this this forum. What were some of the steps that were taken to accomplish these goals? Because we know that it's construction trades has not historically been a field that employs a large number of women or people of color.
That's right. The construction fields maybe historically have been all about connections, and these are great paying jobs and they create real change in people's lives. What we found was intentionality is really important to ensure that all people have access to these opportunities. And so what the Gaming Commission is doing is sharing some of the best practices that we learned along the way. And collaboration is really important. We're not only sharing what we learned, we're bringing others together on this half-day summit. For example, the UMass Building Authority, Shawmut Construction. There are some others who are sharing best practices as well. But really, it's about intentionality from the very beginning. When a building owner or a property owner decides that they want to build, it's about intentionality and making it clear that this is a priority. It's not impossible and it's not unsurmountable, but it requires focus along the way from almost everybody, from the property owner to the general contractor, to the subcontractors, to the unions or trades groups.
So give me an example or two of what you would consider best practices. How did the process of recruiting women into the construction trades, how was that accomplished?
Well, I would say from the very beginning, setting diversity goals is a must. But that's not the only thing that you need to do. Writing them in your contract, is important. Designating a diversity compliance officer to focus on that. In terms of the tradeswomen, we found that both supply and demand are really important. So you definitely need a supply of tradeswomen, but then they need jobs to go to. So we focused on both ends. We funded and launched a new program, which is a strategic partnership with a statewide coalition to promote opportunities for tradeswomen. This was an advertising campaign that informed women about the great paying jobs and that these are jobs for them. We introduced real tradeswomen on the job to prospective tradeswomen. And that has been really, really interesting. It's called Build a Life That Works.
What else would you say are some of were some of the keys to the to the success here? Obviously, the trades unions obviously played a big part in this, right?
The trades unions were really important partners. They, of course, recruit and train. And one of the important things that we learned is that regular reporting of how you're doing, how everyone is doing regarding diversity is really important. We established what we called an Access and Opportunity Committee meeting. We met monthly with both casinos, their general contractors. It was an open and public meeting. We had unions there. We had community members there. And our casinos reported by union in terms of diversity. They reported by subcontractor and by trade. How are they doing? Everyone has to look at those figures in black and white and figure out, well, what's going wrong? Or how has this contractor been so successful? What are they doing that maybe we can replicate? We looked at specifically contractors that had a large number of hours on the project, because if you focus on that first, you can make a real impact. This Access and Opportunity Committee included all the stakeholders. We met monthly. We reviewed monitoring data. We came up with compliance strategies. And many times we came up with new best practices.